was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me to Pina Colada.
Welcome to the JRD Hogcast. I am your host, Dylan Lee, joined as always with our co-host, Jordan Russell, and our producer, Luke Griggs. You're not going to hate me for that one, are you?
Well, it's purpose, yes. Otherwise, no, it's a good song.
I am ready.
That's so. Totally cool. Good for you, asshole.
Oh, some beach time is coming. That is for sure.
A lot sooner for you than it is for me. You already started your vacation too. You're on vacation right now.
This is day one. This is day one of vacay. Yep.
So now I'm working 6 days next week. How did that happen?
Well, you volunteer for stuff like that. So
I did. What was I thinking?
Not two pina coladas. That's for sure. For sure. For sure. 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 Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure.
Don't adjust your audio. It's fine.
Oh man, what is
what's going on, man?
Well, I was going to lead right into this baseball team.
You mean this awful, godforsaken baseball team?
Well, if you look at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them, every bit of them, you would think that. You would think that. Yeah, they are upset. I guess this SEC tournament showing.
So important, dude.
It was so important to.
I had to get that.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't do anything. Sorry. Still hosting. Still a nationally seed. What do you want from me?
We're so bad.
Oh man. Best thing we got.
You and I talked about it. Yeah. You and I talked about it. We were sort of upset when we won the first game.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, we gotta play another one. And then we almost screwed around and won the second one.
Almost screwed around and won the third one. Like, let's Stop it.
Calm down.
Oh.
I am looking up some more stats right now so you can do a little talking. I'm getting a little something put together over here.
Well,
give the preview of what happened.
I shared this tweet and I'm going to jump in. It's not a Twitter dirt quite yet, but the post from the Razorback team, at Razorback BSB. The comments on it, man. It is tough. Oh man. So here's one that says, poor showing in the SEC tourney. Hopefully one win against Ole Miss was enough to secure a top 8 seed.
Ooh. Really?
How about all the other series wins we have through the rest of the season there, Joker?
Hopefully it was enough. We went into that sucker a fourth ranked team in the nation.
Yeah.
We could have lost the We could have not won any in the tournament and still made it out. How do you not know this?
Right. And then you have the fact that, let's see, we had Campbell on a pitch count. We pretty much had all our bigger arms on some kind of pitch count throughout the whole dang thing. And then, we've said it multiple times, in DVH we trust. You look at it, and how many SEC tournament championships does he have?
Roughly none.
Roughly none, yeah. So, you look at that, we didn't win it last year, because everyone's going to go back to last year, right? Because that's how we made our run, and
we definitely
made that run with an SEC tournament win, right? Or SEC championship. No.
Yeah, we totally won the SEC. No, we didn't.
So, calm down.
Freaking terrible, man. Like I said, we talked about it a little bit on this, forecasting the tournament and stuff. Like, do we wanna do well in that? And then you and I talked off air, and we really kind of looked at it like, man, this in no way, shape, or form will help Arkansas by winning this. Absolutely none. If we were still in that thing, our bullpen would be destroyed. I mean, the game that we did win, we took Campbell out in the fifth inning. throwing a no hitter, or no, not a no hitter. I'm sorry, giving up no runs, and we still managed to win that game. Damn it!
He was at he was at 71 pitches. So
yeah,
old Tim Couch here at Tim Couch Dad. He's got it. He's got it. Eliminated at Hoover Met. It just means more rest weeks for games that matter. Oh, that is a quality tweet right there. So
what was that again now?
This is off of the same one where they, you know, after we was eliminated from the SEC tournament, he said eliminated at the Hoover Met. It just means more ... rest for next week's games that matter.
That's good right there.
Yeah.
Because it would have, if we would have been deeper into this thing by now, we would have gone through Campbell, Ramage, Wicklander. Can't say Kostyshaw because he didn't. Or did you just read another one?
Oh, man, dude. It's bad. Sorry. Continue.
Well, I forgot where I was at. But anyway, we pulled Nolan. Wicklander didn't do well. I think that was, something's up there. But we just need to calm down.
Right.
Just calm down. We're okay.
I didn't graduate with 20,000 something in debt for this is the one that got me laughing. And then here's one. DVH overmanaged the game. Should have stuck with the lineup and stayed with Nolan one more inning. We looked horrible today. Seriously? 2 wins in 2 weeks. Cool. Offense better wake up. Go home. Oh, my. Stop it. Dylan, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a close right there. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even think Ezell started the last game, did he?
Whatever. Jeez, man. I don't think. Like.
Well, maybe. No.
People not realize. No. People not realize what's right around the corner. First of all, we're hosting, and it's inside Bomb Walker Stadium. That's what it means when we host. So that's the best thing that can be happening for this team right now in terms of getting runs.
If people don't understand that there's not anything to gain. I mean, I really really hate doing this, but it's kind of like Kentucky a couple years ago when old crooked bastard over there, what's his name? Dadgummit coach basketball.
Cal Perry.
Yeah, that dude. He basically came out and said the basketball tournament was pointless for them, but he's kind of like, well, if we got to do it, we might as well win it. Meaning it didn't mean anything to them because the national seedings were set. The only thing that this SEC tournament does for people not like us, because like you said, we're hosting, we're fine. Nothing to worry about there. All it does is for the teams that are on the bubble and maybe get a couple more wins and they can get a better seating. It doesn't matter for us.
Correct. Now, all we can do is hope we don't play Ole Miss, apparently, right? They've got our number, right? No.
Yeah, they totally got our best the other day.
Yeah.
I just accidentally got off the page here. So did you click off that screen yet? We don't need to.
Yeah, I'm done. It's over. I don't know why I sent me down there. Yeah,
you did that to yourself.
I did do it to myself.
That was all on you.
We can't get love naturally. Well, we get a little taste of love, but we sure as heck can't get love by our own conference in terms of postseason awards. And now we can't even get love from our fans. So
the fans, though, I'm super shocked because we went into this postseason ranked higher nationally than we went into last year's postseason.
Right.
Well, we eighth. I think we were the eighth seed nationally. I'm sorry. The eighth ranked nationally last year. And this year we went in fourth.
Right.
We're not getting booted out of the top eight.
And like you scroll through the timeline for Razorback Baseball, and, you know, they do that little recap of how the game went at the end of it. And if you scroll through here, you know, a few comments at the end of every game, but the one after the third Ole Miss game or whatever it was, the third SEC tournament game, has the most comments recently, has the most interaction by far. And it's just a plethora of ignorance. and ISFs. I mean, it's, I can't believe it. Like, you can't be a baseball fan, at least in the last 2 years, of the Razorbacks and be worried because of that outing. I think with the time that they had, you know, we mentioned Wick a little bit, but Connor, impressive showing in, you know, limited time, and Campbell still doing Campbell things. That's it. The one real thing, you know, they got after Cronin.
Yeah, they did.
They got after Cronin, and it's not anything to be surprised about either with how the team played in these tight games, because this is nothing new, right? They're, right, what I say, 5-6 and 1-run games, and then if they score less than 2, it's 1-8. So,
right.
I mean,
but again, there was just, I'm never going to say that our coach blew something on purpose, but we weren't worried about it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we got the one win. I think that's pretty much all we needed. And then the last two, just whatever. That was, three, whatever it was.
That was essentially, the first game was just to stretch your arms out. Yeah, we still good?
Right. We here, yeah. Everything's fine. Ain't worried about it.
They make a show up. We couldn't bring in the JV. Yeah. That doesn't exist.
So let's go ahead and do the burning you up, because this just falls right in line with mine. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm throwing that at you. Sorry, but I'm sitting here looking at it, and I'm just...
No, it's definitely there, so go for it.
Well, you got to do the whole sponsor.
I'm there. I'm getting there.
Oh, you said go for it.
I'm stretching it out. All right, so the Burning You Up segment is brought to you by Ivan's Old Time Meat Shop. They're located at 2101 North 2nd Street in Rogers, Arkansas. Give them a call, 636-3636. As of right now, I know they got some special homemade brats out there. They're pineapple jalapeno. They're homemade, just normal brats. Give that a try. They got some tri-tip in there. Kind of look them up on Facebook, see what they got.
You tried to sell those to me?
Yeah. I tri-tip. No. So, but yeah, give them a shot. 636-3636.
The damn SEC Baseball Awards.
And there it is.
We didn't have one player, reiterate, one, make first team honors.
No.
At any position whatsoever. Second best team in the SEC, fourth ranked nationally, and not one of our players was worth SEC honors first team. How does that even, how does Cronin not at least make it as a closer? Because that's one of the positions.
Right.
How does he not make it? I was going through looking at some stats, and the guys, the starting pitchers, ERAs were better. I didn't even think about looking at the win-loss records, but, you know, a little bit of understanding for Campbell not making the first team. But really? Cronin doesn't?
Okay. So, on the pitcher side, I think this is going to kind of be hypocritical beforehand. But I'll get to it. I think they needed to add. I think they need to add a pitcher, because what they only give, was it three?
Three
for but the first team.
It goes three start no two and then the relief.
Two and a relief for the first team. Yeah. So
for all teams, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I think.
But that's the problem though. So if you go down and look at it, there's basically, you get four opportunities in the first and second teams for starting pitchers. Campbell didn't make any of those.
Right.
You're telling me that Campbell is not good enough to be at least the fourth best pitcher in the SEC. That's my problem with Campbell. Like I said, first team, okay. I get it. You can kind of make that argument. But you're telling me that he's not good enough to make at least the fourth best pitcher in the SEC.
But he can be the overall player in the Golden Spikes Award.
He's a front runner for Golden Spikes. And then you get in here in the second team, and then it's just littered with Razorbacks.
Right.
You got Goodhart at DH. You got Kerstad at outfield. Fletcher, oh my God, didn't make first team.
Right.
You can't watch, as much bias as there is in watching our games and they love the other team, Fletcher always gets love. Right. He is one of the, if not the best outfielders in the country. Center field, first step's awesome. He's great, good at the bat, all this crap. He can't make first team in his own conference. There are three opportunities, and he can't make it.
Nope. The bone they threw was the obvious one with defense, all defense, SEC, or whatever it was that he got. Like, okay, if you would have been dumb not to. So there was the obvious one. But I did hear, though, Goodhart got first team optometrist. Team.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because I heard something about getting contacts or something. So
supposedly he got contacts.
Yeah, he was first team all Volt Vision. So
good honor there.
So
let me ask you this though.
Okay.
As far as how this works, all defensive team, we got Ezell at first base, Fletcher at outfield.
Okay.
If they make the all defensive team, how do they not make the first team?
There's more to the game than just defense.
Both of them are over 300 batting average.
Hey, I'm not.
Are you devil's advocate?
Yeah,
right now?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. So, but there's not much I can do here. It's still the SEC. So, my big question with it. Okay, so we obviously have a whole bunch of second teamers and all this kind of stuff. But if you look at the Mississippi State side, maybe there's a name on there that you notice. Maybe heard of him. Sometime through this year. And then you have Vandy, who's obviously number one and all that good stuff. Arkansas had all these second team and third and all that kind of stuff. So if a coach was to take lesser talent and and coach them up to a higher national seed and better than pretty much all the projections with apparently lesser talent, wouldn't that said coach maybe qualify and maybe should win coach of the year?
Blasphemy.
No. Let's hand it to Tim Corbin at Vandy, who's been there for like 30 years. Not any knock on that. I mean, cool. But
no,
it's a solid recruiting class. He had all these first team guys.
Very, very hilarious and obvious point, though.
Like,
so what you're saying, or not you, but what the SEC is saying is we have the, national runner-up last year, losing all kinds of talent. Come in, and we're projected to be, I hope I'm not getting my sports mixed up, was it eighth in the conference?
It was anywhere from fifth to eighth in the conference.
Fifth to eighth, okay. So we take all these second teamers and no teamers and end up fourth, not even in our conference, but nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't even get no look.
Nope. And then going back to Vandy, and I'm saying that according to the SEC, their logic, all right, we're taking their logic here. They had player of the year, and then they also had the freshman of the year, and they had all the first team, they had, a few sprinklings of first teamers in there. So again, Vandy, obviously, according to the SEC, had higher end talent, but is it better of a coach to take is in the philosophy of they don't always give Nick Saban the coach of the year in football,
right?
So Dave Van Horn did a better coaching job. He's coach of the year.
Dave Van Horn got out of the SEC tournament. He's smarter.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, but here's one that I don't understand too, though.
I got a second here. So another thing is the obvious, and this will, we will bring it up. We will eventually do this because I've mentioned it multiple times, and it's about time that we do one solid episode on the crap that is the NCAA, and it will happen. But Vandy also has advantages being a private school and how they can go about the 11.7 scholarship rule and all that good stuff. So there's obviously the better advantage of that recruiting wise, and it's tough. You'll see a lot of it. I encourage a lot of folks to go and do their own research on that kind of stuff because there's definitely a big debate on it. Basically, you have 35 individuals that you can have on a team for baseball. You're allowed 11.7 scholarships. So outside of that, first of all, that's not right. should probably be closer to like 25, honestly. And schools can afford that. So they say it's a money side of things. Like, hey, we can't, and that whole deal. And a private school has more access to financial aid. And Vandy's kind of got the edge on that kind of stuff to relieve and help recruit a little bit more than a public school that's kind of strictly got to stick with a public budget and less taxpayer money. Is that making sense? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to that 11-7 rule, they kind of skirt or outside of it. And yeah, that's a different show, NCAA and their garbage that is the scholarship allotment.
But. Right. So before that little rant.
Sorry. it's something that's been happening and we'll get to it.
So my thing also is, how does Christian Franklin get freshman all freshman team?
I mean, good. Made some plays.
So you do think he deserves a spot on the all freshman team? He was that good?
I mean,
this is one of those bones that you were talking about.
It's an all freshman team. I mean,
right.
There's not too many playing, that kind of thing. And if you're, is that another one where they're going three deep on it or two deep on the every position kind of deal? So,
no, that's a first team stuff.
Oh yeah. So.
What is it? They have, no, this is just kind of the best one because there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9 of the 12 or 11 spots are pitchers. 12 spots. So there's.
For all freshmen?
All freshmen. So there's a second baseman, outfielder, first baseman. Yeah. So I feel like that's just kind of a bone myself. I don't know.
That's kind of a weird setup with how it is. I feel like if you're going to pick an all something team, like you're not
to be a position.
Like you need to go around the diamond, have a typical layout on an all freshman team. Imagine that you're taking this all freshman team on the road. So you're going to have a three arm right. rotation.
You need a team,
you know, and that whole deal. And you can't play a whole game with pitchers. No.
Be a lot of missed pop-ups and grounders there.
Yeah. They ain't no.
That's burning me up real bad. I think it burns me up mainly just because of we seriously have no respect nationally. I mean, obviously we went into the tournament ranked fourth and all that. I get that, but really, no, I guess it's more in the conference. I mean, we are literally the redheaded stepchild.
Yep.
And it's just been blatantly obvious on national broadcasts, not the home SEC network plus games and stuff. And, what's it? Like, what do we got to do?
There was four players from Mississippi State, right?
On the first team?
On the first team. You had Ethan Small, who was pitcher of the year.
Tanner Allen at first base. Justin Foscue at second base.
Mangum,
of course, at outfield. And Ethan Small at pitcher.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read the Arkansas ones. I'm done.
All right, there it is. Man, that is.
But I did jump into the burning you up, so I guess we can flip back around if you want, or go ahead and hit us with yours. I'm not sure what yours is, so
I feel like we'll back burner it, and it'll come back up. Cool.
I just had to put mine in there because it was part of the baseball talk, and it just pisses me off.
mine's a little bit more football oriented, and it's honestly along the same lines. So that's a little tease there. But you want to lead into that? I mean, we got a little talk. Well, football talk, you want to talk basketball? We got, this basketball team.
I've got a football talk that almost qualified for my burning you up. It didn't. So you can go ahead and hit them with the preseason stuff. Mine's not related to Arkansas at all.
Well, I guess we're bringing it up from the back burner in a matter of seconds.
Oh, is that it?
A matter of seconds. So my burning you up segment is brought to you by.
We don't know what we're doing here.
Is brought to us by Athlon Sports and their lovely way too early SEC football 2019 all conference team. So obviously this isn't the homer and on, you know, and looking at it, the first thing that gets me is the fact that there are four teams. All teams. You have a first team, you have a second team, you have a third team. Why fourth? Okay. All right, whatever.
Because if you take a team on the road that's all team, you need depth at that position. Dylan, you just said that.
Okay, I know I just said that, but here's the deal. When you look at this, like the first team, so we're going to depth, right? There's two running backs on every team, and then there's an all-purpose. All-purpose player, back, I don't know. I'm going to assume.
Scat back.
Scat back, whatever. And then you've got two wide receivers. You got a tight end. You've got a whole line. But it's just, is this participation trophies? And if so, give them out accordingly. Rakeem Boyd is fourth team running back. Oh, man.
Fourth team. Where did we put him on our rundown? Do you remember? On our top five or whatever, top 10?
I mean, I think he was actually outside of it, wasn't he?
So fourth team, though. So you're saying that puts him at like ninth? Because you said there's...
Yeah, that essentially, that puts him at 10.
He's a 10th best running back in the SEC.
10th best running back, but he's a fourth teamer.
Screw y'all.
Yeah. So, obviously, there is the Alabama love. I haven't even scrolled down and I see three names. Tua, cool.
Of course.
Najee Harris, which, is there enough on him to be first team?
No.
First team.
Projection, I would say yes, though.
Because then you go in Swift. I feel like when you're talking best running backs in the SEC right now, again, projecting-wise, Swift and Vaughn are kind of a 1A situation there.
Right.
And you just don't have enough on Harris to call that. And that's just the Alabama privilege at that point. Like, yep, Alabama's going to have a good running back. Throw it in there.
Are they wrong?
All I'm saying is...
I get what you're saying, but, I mean, we can pretty much assume he's going to end up being an actual first-team guy.
I will make the same argument at the end of football season that Najee Harris probably shouldn't be first team SEC.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you haven't done a bold prediction lately. You want to jot that up there?
Yeah. Well, it's on the book of record there. So it's on recorded. So I just think that
I'm going to derail you. Why?
I think that the SEC is too deep there. Again, the first two names I mentioned. I think Swift is going to get more action because they're going to be more run heavy.
And they are more run heavy because of Fromm, yeah.
And then Vaughn is going to have video game numbers. He's going to be the only thing Vandy has. And as long as he stays healthy, he's going to have crazy numbers. And I would make the argument for P. Ryan as well. So, at Florida.
Yeah. You say P. Ryan, I think Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know. It just happens. And, you know. The homer is coming full out, and Boyd will be in the conversation top five.
For first team,
I have a tough time.
Well, the problem is because we haven't actually gotten to see what Morris's offense is going to be completely, you know? So I feel like if Boyd was the guy, play in and play out like Vaughn's going to be, absolutely he could be first team material.
Right.
But we don't know for sure. Boyd definitely second team.
Now, obviously, this is preseason, and this is...
a huge smile on your face. What's coming?
Well, the next question, I feel like I'm going to get you here.
Okay.
All right? So, there is a Razorback that is first-teamer.
There is a Razorback.
There is a Razorback that is first-teamer.
How the hell did I miss that?
And who do you think it is?
If you didn't have that smile on your face, I feel like I could throw a name out. Is it Scooter?
Exactly, right? You would
okay,
you,
cool. Yeah.
You would think it would
it's
be Scooter. It's not.
It is not. No. Hold on. Who? I don't know. It's going to be stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep
in mind, they're playing like 40 deep on these preseason stuff. So, you know, we've got, you know, whatever. You're not going to get it.
No, I think I might know, but I can't think of his name. He's a lineman, right?
Like offensively?
Offensive lineman?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
This is bad, man. It's not bad? Offensive, not defensive. It is
Ben Hicks.
It is Devon Warren, kick returner.
That's the first teamer.
That's the first teamer.
Cool.
All right.
For whatever. How is he labeled in that? Is he like the second string first team kick
okay.
returner?
So I think it's like, is this the best guy to fair catch? Honestly, at this point with the rules and the fact, I don't have the stats right up in front of me, but the fact that they can basically throw a fair catch at midfield and be perfectly fine with it or whatever it may be, whatever. So you go through the rest of the list, and I'll go from the bottom, from the specialist side. Second team, Connor Limpert, kicker. Second team, Skuda, linebacker. Second team.
Hold, real quick. Who's in front of him?
Cale Garrett from Missouri. So he finished last year in terms of postseason awards behind one linebacker.
Who, Skuda?
Yeah.
Yeah, he led the SEC in tackles.
Yeah. Well, you had Josh Allen, and then you had Skuda.
Of course.
Josh Allen, gone.
He gone.
Drafted by the Jaguars. Plug. Now, you get rid of all that, Skuda comes back.
Oh, man, you have...
He walks into
here.
First! Ah! He's the best linebacker in the SEC right now. Skuda. Skuda.
You have been sitting here all day off of work, starting your vacation. Your face. We need to live stream this shit. He is so amped up, guys. His little Jaguars plug. You put the number one up when you did that. Oh, this is great.
So
seriously though, so Skuda didn't get, I mean, not that Allen didn't deserve his awards last year, but Skuda did lead the SEC in tackles.
Yeah.
I believe he led the SEC in solo tackle and still didn't make first team. That's cool. Whatever. Josh Allen Josh Allen. He was badass, but you're totally right. He should have walked in. It's kind of like, you know, spoiler alert, Game of Thrones spoiler alert, pause it, fast forward, what are you going to do, spoiler alert. It's like when Jon Snow killed Daenerys. He walked into the king, like king's position right there. So that's retarded. That's just...
Yeah. Well, and also they've got it for whatever reason. We'll have maybe folks come at us and, you know, well, where'd they have him at? He was in the mic, all right? So, yeah, mic. And they had weak side being two. First team, on the Will side. Assuming Will side with how they're going in the order. It's not labeled here. They just got linebacker, linebacker, linebacker. So I'm assuming on the field side. So they have Dylan Moses, and then they have Onfrey Jennings from Alabama. So first team and second team on the Will side, Alabama. Well, okay. Moving on. We have Sosa, defensive lineman, which second team, I can agree with that. Off of last year and moving back to tackle this year.
Yep.
No real problems there. Cheyenne O'Grady is the last name at tight end. Third team tight end.
Second team.
Yeah. So Didn't he
lead the SEC in touchdowns by tight end last year for a hot minute?
I feel like he had the yardage. I don't know about the touchdowns. So we didn't throw too many of those.
Like six.
So,
all year.
There it is. Obviously, it's whatever.
But did you see the strength of schedule?
No, I did not see the strength of schedule. I'm actually seeing the team breakdown right now because I scrolled down and now they have a team by team breakdown. And, yep.
So first, I'm going to ask you this. Don't look at the strength schedule. Are you looking? Are you cheating right now?
No, I ain't cheating. I'm still looking. Okay. I'm still looking at this preseason.
Let
stuff.
It go. We suck.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there on Scooter's name right now. Just so you know, like
that's terrible.
Right there in the middle of my screen.
That is generally like worse. First of all, I'm gonna start you off nice and easy. Like, where is Alabama's strength of schedule in the SEC? Not nationally, SEC.
Two.
I'll give you one more shot. I'm not going to give you high or low.
Okay, one.
No. 14th.
Whoa! Hey, now. Oh, yeah. SEC strength of schedule.
It doesn't matter. This means it should be even worse nationally.
Yeah.
So they have the worst strength of schedule in the conference.
Is this one of those years they get Vandy and, like, well, I guess Kentucky's on a down year. What? Okay, go ahead. I'll look it up.
This is according to CBS Sports. Where do you think ours is?
I'm trying to think of our schedule right now.
Is it hard to do with that construction going on in the background?
Right? well, cleaning up before vacation, because we got to have there a clean house for nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I would say we got to be in the upper half. I'd sit in, like, the sixth range.
Fourth. I'll give you that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So how bad is that going to be for us this year? What is that going to translate to?
I mean, it's oh, I see the preseason right there. So, won't look at that one.
Mr. What'd you have us at? 10-2 or some crazy shit?
Yeah. So, I want to know their, because I'm looking at their Alabama's right now.
Oh my schedule? Gosh.
Yeah. I'm looking at Alabama's schedule right now.
Yeah, she's not being very nice. So. That's on your wife. So, we are working here.
So, I'm looking at their schedule. They've got Duke, New Mexico State, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Arkansas, LSU, Mississippi State, Western Carolina, and Auburn.
That's pretty bad, really.
Like, they usually have a marquee non-conference. Usually they
do. Normally they open the year up with,
you know, and for whatever it may be, you know, I think they had Florida State a while back, and it, you know,
at the time, was a good, yeah.
You know, they schedule these things out 50 years in advance.
Who was their opening game?
Duke.
Well, that was never okay.
Florida
State beat Duke 4 or 5 years ago, back when old dipshit was their quarterback. South Carolina actually has the number one strength of schedule in the conference right now.
All
right, that kind of surprised me.
See, there's, oh boy, that just kind of mucked everything up. Okay, here it is. Well.
You okay? You get a fly in your face?
Well, I don't know what just happened there, so we're not bad for Best Buy right now. So,
oh, that popped up on your screen. You're good. We didn't hear that over here.
I don't know if you actually heard that come through, but they still want to. Okay. Jeez. Okay. Sorry about all that. I apologize. I don't know what just happened. It might have been just on my side.
It was just on your side, I'm pretty certain. We're okay.
Because I had Best Buy yelling at me. I had all kinds of videos going. Looking at
your screen, man.
Looking at South Carolina, SEC wise, they've got Bama, Mizzou, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Vandy, Texas A&M. That's how they close it out. But they got a interesting. I mean, they've got to play Clemson every year. So.
South Carolina closes out with A&M.
They actually close out with Clemson. SEC.
Oh, okay.
Play,
yeah. Okay. Okay. A&M's with LSU.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say my thing?
Yeah.
Not Arkansas related, okay?
Okay.
Do you remember my bold prediction of, like, our second or whatever recording?
It was the Herman stuff, right?
It was the Herman stuff. Did you see what them idiots did?
Please tell me they, like, extended him. Gave him the keys 2 years. To the castle.
They gave him a 2-year extension.
They ain't too smart down there in Austin.
How bad is that, though? Like, it seems like these marquee schools, these big-time schools, have some kind of drama, some kind of scandal that connects to them or they're completely involved in or something, and then, like, skirt it very, very professionally and then extend the person that's involved in said scandal.
No one's tying him to anything, though. That's our deal. We're on the outside in. We're on the outside on that.
Smith tied him in.
I know, but no one they've discredited Zach Smith so much to the point where no one actually listens to him. But again, Zach Smith has nothing to lose. Now this isn't a case of him trying to save. This isn't a case of him trying to save himself. You know, everyone's like, oh, when you're on a sinking ship, you're gonna grab whatever you can to float and all that stuff. It's not that analogy. Zach Smith's done. He's been booted. He's gone. He's just on the Twitter machine, you know, and he's naming people. So, and that biggest name right now is Herman.
That pissed me off.
I don't get it.
I don't either. How does that? I mean, obviously their seasons have gone okay, but you know, it's I don't know. That's weird to me. I don't like it. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, surely at some point this is all going to come to fruition, and his name's going to get put out there. He's going to get tied to it even more so than he already has, and they're going to get rid of him. But they're making my bold prediction look bad, and I don't like that. So if you make my bold prediction look bad, you make me look bad, and I don't like that. So that's my problem. That's my beef. That's my beef with that. What that was almost the burning me up.
I can definitely see that, but
I'm like, I'm better than that. I don't need that to burn me up. Just mention it, talk it out with my friend. I'll be okay.
Dude, I am really, really so excited for football season. Like, I love all Razorback sports and all that good stuff. Shout out to the baseball team for doing their stuff. Golf.
Maria Fairs.
Thank you. You know, winning a championship at Blessings this last week. So,
hey, real quick, you're talking about the shout outs. Can you hold that for just a second?
Okay.
We were on the baseball talk and I forgot, but we need to give a shout out to Hunter Wilson. He got those awards over in the Summit League for Oral Roberts. He ranked in the league's top five with a .313 batting average, 60 hits, 40 runs, 12 stolen bases, which kind of reminisced back when he'd pinch run for us.
Yeah.
But awesome, awesome guy. We miss him. Glad he got to do his thing over there. But you were giving a shout out, so I felt like that was the best place to tie it in. So go ahead. Works.
Well, basically, I was leading up to the fact that we're like 98 days away, I think, from Razorback football. Something like that. So
you just hold your little horses and I'll find out.
Well, we play.
It's going to be roughly 90 something days too long.
Yeah, exactly. It's not today. That's the issue. So I took vacation on the wrong day. Is it not opening? I forgot this. Is man. No, I always know when college football's back because it's birthday week too.
It's birthday week.
You're an August baby too. Calm down.
Well, that's birthday month for me though.
Oh yeah.
97 days away.
97.
You were so close yet so far.
So far away. But anyway.
Did you know you can Google how far away is August 31st and it tells you?
Oh wow. Look at that. But
what did we do without Google?
What are we gonna do with our picks? We pick every year. We do some marquee stuff.
You're talking about the over-unders?
Yeah, over-under, we do a little spread action and all that good stuff. We're definitely going to have it part of this show. I say we have some listener love in there, kind of see what happens there.
Well, obviously, we'll have to put that out on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Give the listeners time to get them in, because, you know, we do Thursday games nowadays.
Yeah.
So, had to put that out there then. Just want to point out that I won last year on that. So
I'll come at
football,
you.
Football related, I got the over-under picks, and I'm excluding my dad because I'm pretty sure he cheats somehow because he's part of that group and he kicks our ass every year. But outside of that, I won that and the fantasy league. Just saying, I'm kind of somewhat of a football guru.
All right. All right. We'll see what happens.
We definitely want to get our listeners involved in kind of keep track of that, maybe some kind of reward at the end of the season or something, you know, for the listener that wins or something like that.
We can definitely do that. And I'll say right
but
now.
But we're trying to give stuff away right now and people won't follow.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Well, if they want to participate in our Pick'em Challenge, I will myself personally, out of my wallet, you get two steaks on me. Maybe some ribeyes.
Two
ribeyes from Dylan. We'll do that. We'll have to work out logistics. Hopefully you're in Northwest Arkansas. I don't know if I'm flying them. We know we go worldwide with this show.
We
so.
Do, man. We're in some China and some
I have
Alaska.
To figure out how to get some stuff to service members in Korea. But hey, we can do it. But usually
we'll talk more about that stuff later, but
Usually the format, you know, 5 games that you have to pick them. We will pick the games. So we pick
an Arkansas game every week, of course. We pick a Big 12 game an OU game because of our fellow coworker who we will get on this show soon.
Dude, I'm dreading that, man. I don't know if I want that Big 12
course. To it, man. I'm looking forward. He will be so stupid. We will gain 20 listeners just from his ignorant ass being on this show.
Can the world prepare themselves for one Kenny?
For some Kennyisms?
Oh, man.
But we're basically every week, no matter, obviously bye weeks, but every week is an Arkansas or OU game, and then 3 more we try to pick. Normally, we leave that up to Dylan, actually. He picks the marquee games, and there are some dry weeks there.
Yeah.
The non-con weeks and stuff that are pretty rough, but
get a little creative.
We have a good time with it. So. Yeah.
But outside of that, Razorback football news-wise, we had 2 pro hogs football-wise that retired. Did you see this? We had Travis Swanson, he retired. Last I saw, he was with the Dolphin squad. And we also had Martrell Spate. He retired, and he was with the Chiefs currently. I don't know if that was moves or whatnot. I know he had a lot of concussion issues, but Swanson actually went on to Instagram and did his whole stuff. I decided to retire from the game of football. Those words are hard to write. However, I have a sense of comfort knowing Emily and I are walking away from this game with offers that were on the table. This ultimately came down to a family decision between Emily and I. I have been an offensive lineman for 22 years of my life and will be for the remainder. In my years as a lineman, I have learned so many life lessons. It's extraordinary that this game has the power to take a kid from Kingwood, Texas, to places all over the globe. He was one of my favorites, man. It was fun to watch him.
He was a bad man, for sure.
Yeah, it was good to see him in the pros. Same with Spate, man. Those are one guys that I definitely want to see more pro love for him, but definitely will remember the times that they were a hog, and, like, you know, can't fault him, so.
No, absolutely. On that note, though, actually not on that note, has absolutely nothing to do with that note, but hit that Twitter dirt.
Do it.
Twitter dirt. You want me to hit? I haven't done a.
You haven't done a read on that, so.
I haven't.
Yeah. Your Twitter dirt is brought to you by Elite Mobile Detail, LLC.
That's what I was talking about. I was going to do that.
You were going to do that?
That from, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm never going to be anything more than a co-host on this show. Jeez, even when you're on vacation, I'm just going to be the co-host. No, Twitter dirt is, it's the number is 832-540-8013. Hit him up on Google. He does a good job. Great guy. Fun to be around. He actually just got our producer's ride done, and he's done nothing but talked about that ever since. So you can hit up the producer, and he can tell you what he
thinks. Yeah, exactly.
But this one's kind of related back to the baseball thing. Both of my burning me up and Twitter dirt's related to the baseball. But there was this tweet, and all it said was, "What happened to this team?" And you read down the Twitter thread, it's pretty terrible. But then, so I kept this because I saw it, and I'm like, Twitter dirt, right? But then I was reading through the thread, and it said, the same guy that tweeted it was responding to people. And then he says, clearly, for me, this was more personal. I wanted to heckle my future wife and in-laws, okay? So, is it safe to assume that he has married in or is going to marry into an Ole Miss team?
Yeah, I definitely think. I think I know that name. Is it Haynes or something like that? Paul?
Do you know him?
No, I don't know him. It's just I saw a tweet earlier from him saying that he had, and that might be after the Georgia game. I feel like he had a Georgia fan as a house divided kind of deal.
Oh, was it Georgia?
Yeah, and he was wanting that to happen. So, but your first problem is that you didn't ask on date number one your fandom.
Right.
We got close because Stephanie, she had a LSU hoodie.
Ooh.
That has been rehomed. Now, we had a serious discussion. We talked about it, and
so genuine.
And we I found out that it was nothing to do with the team. Never once. It was more or less a color scheme deal, and wasn't bought by her.
Right.
It was bought for her, and it has been rehomed. And unfortunately, it was to an LSU fan, and that's apparently because rehomed to a dumpster isn't correct. Whatever.
Close enough.
Well, trying to save the environment and recycle, reuse, of course. Okay?
Right.
Even your trash, you know, the whole one person's trash is another person's treasure or something. I don't know.
It doesn't apply to LSU.
It definitely doesn't, so.
That was my Twitter dirt, though. But I kind of thought it had a little good humor with it as well, so. Just first reading what happened to this team, you know, you're like, come on.
Right.
But nonetheless, that's what.
I kind of feel like my Twitter dirt I went through, and it's unfortunately the tweet from the Arkansas Razorbacks and the fact that the comments on there. So, but I also want to give the, pretty much the Ryan update, the Ryan Folks update, because he, again, is an amazing follow on Twitter. And if you're not following this guy, honestly, we gotta get him on the show. We gotta do some stuff. Get him here. But let me see what is going on. He is just a fountain of wisdom. Oh man. Like you go on to his and he's got a screenshot that says Dave Van Horn, undisputed GOAT, and from there on, the scrolling is wonderful. But the particular tweet that I'm given is he hits us with some stats. He said, I found some fun SEC tournament history. Florida, in 2017, was eliminated in a two-hit shutout, and they won the national championship. Vandy, in 2014, they went 1-2 in the tournament, scored only 6 runs. They won the national championship. South Carolina in 2011 went 1-2 in the SEC tournament, scoring 7 total runs. Guess what they did? Won the national championship. In 2010, they went 0-2. This is South Carolina. In the SEC tournament, scoring only 1 run. They won the national championship. So again, I feel like I'm just going to be a constant plug for Ryan Folks. But again, he's an amazing follow. We got to reach out and try to get him on the show.
That's crazy stats, though. I mean, obviously we knew there wasn't a whole lot of weight on that, but I didn't realize all that had happened either.
Right. So it just goes back to, and it's a tough time right now because people are going to be jumping onto the wagon. You know, it's SEC tournament. People are going to be paying attention because it's a championship of sorts. So you're going to have even more casual fans that the first 3 baseball games that they watched this year were in the tournament. And they might have watched Adam, so they don't really know who this team is, and that's what they saw. And then they'll, you know, be using that hashtag Omahawks, you know, but they're just now getting onto it.
Right.
It's tough with this kind of stuff, and with how hot and cold the fan base is in general.
The particular fan base that sticks with the baseball year in, year out is blazing hot, but then it fizzles out pretty quickly outside of
that. Yeah. Well, that is our Twitter dirt segment, which is brought to you by Elite Mobile Detail, LLC. You got anything else for us today?
I think it's just about time, almost time, for me to crack a beer, start the grill, and eat some steak.
That sounds good. I should go do that on a beach. Oh,
damn. Hit a man while he's down.
Well, this is the JRD Hogcast. I am your host, Dylan Lee.
I am Jordan Russell. Dylan, I hope you have a fantastic time down in Florida.
I appreciate that. That almost sounded genuine. So, here we go. Play us out.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. Said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even. set the sail.